Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode on my Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. I cannot believe that we have done over 25 episodes on this podcast channel now. I am so appreciative to all you thousands and thousands of educators all around the world who continue to tune in and listen to our new episodes every week. If you're new here, I do recommend heading back to last week's episode to find out more about the task boxes that we use. So I spoke about those first to lead into this morning work routine. However, you can listen to this episode first and then head back to the task box one if it's easier for you, as they don't necessarily go in order. Also, if you are new here, I just wanted to let you know about the reasons why I keep my podcast episodes so short and sweet. And that's because I know how busy our lives are and that we don't always have time to sit down and get an hour to ourselves to listen to a big podcast. For me, I love to listen to podcasts when I'm getting ready in the morning or if I'm going on a drive somewhere, so I wanted to make them suitable for that. I would also really appreciate if you guys hit the subscribe button or leave us some feedback on our podcast. I love to hear from you guys, and I am always trying to tailor these episodes to suit your needs so that they're relevant and helpful for you. If there's a specific topic that you want us to talk about, just send me an email over at contacts@teachingautism.co.uk. and I will do my best to put that together. Anyway, moving on to today's episode. And today I am talking all about my morning work routine. I have always found it very important to ensure that the morning is a consistent and structured approach for students. They may have already had a morning of uncertainty coming into school. Maybe they got stuck in traffic. Maybe there were roadworks and they had to go a different way. So you want to try and ensure that you're providing a consistent morning routine for your students, just so they know what to expect in the mornings. And I don't know about you, but my students have always tended to struggle with transition into and from school. So by providing this routine, they know what to expect when they come into the classroom, and this helps them to calm down a little and get into the swing of the morning quicker. Now, arrival to school can look different for everyone in different schools all around the world. However, for us, many of our students are brought into school either by a taxi, a minibus, or by their parents. The students are brought to our classroom doors by their escorts, and this means all our staff are in the area and readily available should we need them for anything. Now, I probably should explain a little bit better when I say the classroom door. Our classroom has a small corridor outside it, and this corridor is where our bathroom is and our coat racks for students to store their belongings. The students are brought to the door at the end of the corridor and are then greeted by a member of staff and directed into the corridor. By the coat pegs is another member of our staff. They are there to prompt and help the students take off their coats and bags and hang them up. The students will either help get out anything they need for the day, like their home school communication book, letters or lunchboxes, or staff members will help them do it. The student is then directed into the classroom where the rest of the staff and students are. It is vital to us that the homeschool communication books are read first thing every morning in our classroom. Most of our students are non-verbal, and even our verbal students can't really pass any information on to us to let us know what type of night or morning they've had, anything that may affect them, or things that are coming up. So the member of staff who is dealing with the bags will sort out all of this and relay any information to the rest of the staff that we may need to know. When the students are in the classroom, this is where the rest of the staff and students are. They're directed to sit down at our breakfast table with staff members. We prep the breakfast just before the students arrive for the day. This way, when they walk into the classroom, everything's prepared ready for breakfast and all staff members are available on hand at the table rather than back and forth cooking breakfast. For breakfast, our staff will eat with the students as well. We love to start the day all together having breakfast, and a lot of my students refuse to eat breakfast at home or when they've just woken up. So this is a great opportunity for us to deal with any empty stomachs. Our breakfast table has our breakfast table mat on, and if you want to find more about that table mat system that I have, I'll link to my blog post in the show notes. It's a fantastic read and it's a great visual approach for aiding transition. On the table, each child has their own plate, and these are colour coordinated. So we have a fully color-coordinated classroom and each child has their own color for everything. This is a great way for us staff to stay organized, but it also helps my students become more independent and take ownership of their items as they do recognize what color they are. Then we have food and drink options. Now, this can vary depending on dietary needs for your students. For example, a couple of my students will only drink from bottles or beakers, so they have these rather than cups, while others will drink out of a cup, but they need a straw. So just adapt it to suit your students. Our food options are always toast, fruit, and crackers that we know our students like to eat. Then we'll have something small and new every week on the table for students to try if they want. This could be something new to put on their toast, a new type of drink, a new fruit or type of food. We like to have this breakfast approach very laid back, so we don't pressure anyone to try anything new. We will pass around a plate of the new food for students to smell if they want, or lick or even taste, just to expose them to the new food and show them that it's there. This is also another great reason for why we have staff join in on breakfast, because they can model trying new foods too. I like to try and use our breakfast time as a social opportunity as well. So every day we have a question of the day. I will print out a generic symbol supported question of the day and provide my students with two symbol supported answers. Students use the pictures of themselves to choose their answer. This is another great way for us to work on our communication and socializing skills, as well as question and answering. And the students really do enjoy this approach. Once breakfast is done, the students all take their dishes to the sink and any rubbish goes into the bin. Even at this young age, we are all about promoting independence with our students, and this is a great life skill for them to start working on. From here, the students are directed to sit down at our interactive whiteboard, where we all have our interactive morning greeting session together. I always get asked a lot of questions about this interactive greeting, so I will try and put something together to show you guys what it looks like. But for now, on this podcast, I'll talk you through what it is. So I make our interactive greeting on PowerPoint, and then it's just shown on our interactive whiteboard as a slideshow. This means my students can touch and interact with the greeting session. The first slide of our greeting is a good morning song, and this is what plays while we wait for everyone to come and sit down to join us for greeting. It also acts really well as a prompt for my students, so they know that it's time for greeting. The next slide is a good morning song. Now, I do use this in the afternoon as well, and we just change it to suit the afternoon when we come in from dinner. For this good morning song, I will just make it up on iMovie. I download a good morning song that I like, and I insert photographs we've taken in class or out on field trips with the students. This way the students can look at everything that they've been doing this year so far. Once this is finished, our next slide is our attendance check-in. There's a photograph of every one of my students and their name. My students go up and touch their photo, which encourages them to recognise themselves. Then it pops up to say, Michaela is in today, and so on. This helps them recognise their name as well. If a student is off, we can say, oh no, Ben isn't here today. And this encourages my students to look around them and start connecting and recognising their classmates. After this slide, we have a counting video that I download, usually from YouTube. And after this slide, it's time to count. So I will nominate a different student to stand up, walk around our semicircle and count how many students are here, and then select this number on the interactive whiteboard. This gets my students moving, working on their counting skills and being able to connect this with a number. After this slide, we have a days of the week video. And after that, we have a slide with the different days of the week. I nominate a student to go up and choose which day it is. They click the day and then that day goes larger and it says today is Monday. Or today is Tuesday. So again, we're working on recognizing what day it is. The next slide contains months of the year, and this is through a video. After that slide, we have different months of the year, and I nominate a student to choose which month of the year it is. We don't include the full 12 months here. I will typically include 2 to 3 options for months until my students are more experienced with this. Then I'll start to introduce more. The next slide is a weather song video, and there are so many fun weather songs that you can get from YouTube. After this slide, you can probably guess what's coming. We have a What's the Weather slide, and it has different weather on here for students to choose from. I nominate a student, encourage them to look outside, and then they choose how the weather is on the interactive whiteboard. Again, the weather they choose goes bigger, and it says it's raining or it's snowing. The next slide contains a feeling song video, all about the different types of feelings. Our next slide contains a student's face in the top left corner. This is their slide, and some feelings for them to choose from. For example, happy, sad, angry, and tired. They choose which one they're feeling, and the next slide contains the next student. I did it this way because my students have to pay attention and wait for their turn. They need to look for their face and name to recognize when it's their turn, and then we're working on them recognizing feelings. The final slide is just a motivating slide. We usually have a nice day playing on there as a song, and then some fun and motivating gifts, like SpongeBob jumping up and down or someone clapping. Once this is finished, my students go and have 5 minutes choice. So there's typically more students in a class for us than staff members, which is why I mix up the next part of our routine. So moving on, the next part is our morning work at our individual workstations. A member of staff will take a student, so they're working on a one-to-one basis. The students remaining can have choice, while the others work with one member of staff watching and being on hand for them rather than working with a student at a desk. And we rotate through staff members as well, so that everyone gets to do something different. At our independent workstations, I have morning work in a scrapbook container that you can get from craft stores. It typically contains a first and end board, a small visual timeline containing the different work they'll do, a reward chart or system, a morning work binder, an adapted book, a task box activity, and a worksheet or something for them to work on. Now, this does generally change each week, and for each student, depending what skills and targets we're working on with them, but this is the general idea. I prep this container the night before every day so that it's readily prepared for my students when they go to work. This is put on the left side of the desk with start above it. On the right side of the desk is an empty scrap box container with finished on it. The work in the start box is the work the student needs to complete. When they've completed the activity, they put it in the finished container. This helps them see, along with the visual timeline, how much work they have left to do. The morning work binder is an adapted book version of our interactive greeting. The first page is, who am I? And there's an image and name of the student. Now, we all have students of different abilities in our classroom, and it's for this reason that this is differentiated for each of my students. So one student may have a cutout of their photo and a cutout of their name, and they just place these onto the page. Others may have their photo cut into four pieces like a jigsaw and have to put them together to form the image. Their name be split up in half or even into individual letters for them to spell. Or they may be writing their name underneath. There's so many ways to adapt it to suit your students' needs and it's so easy to do. Our second page is where do they live? And we have a picture of their home and their address. And again, you can differentiate this like we did with their photo and name. The next page is about school. What school do you go to? And again, we have a photograph of the school and the school name. And once more, you can easily differentiate this for your students' levels too. The next page is, what day is it? And they choose the symbol for what day it is and add it here. Then we have what the month is and then how the weather is. After this, we have a picture of a child and some different clothes. And the students have to dress the child for how they think they should dress for the current weather. Finally, we have how do they feel? And the student chooses a feeling for how they feel. When students progress with us and become more independent, we also add another page, which is who is here today. And this has two boxes in it. One says in school and one says not in school. And students will put other students' faces and staff faces for where they are. This is for them to be able to look around and recognize when someone's in school and when they're off school as well. Then we move on to our other work tasks in our scrapbook box. If you want to see more of what's included in this morning work routine, head to the show notes. I'm going to link to a video walkthrough and some information for you to find out more. Once this is done, the students who are working can go and have choice, and the students who had choice can come and do their work. We'll refer to the visual timeline through the work activities and our reward systems. This helps to keep the students motivated and on task. Once all the students have finished their work tasks and they've had choice, that's when we'll move into our other lessons for the day. But this is an overview of what our initial morning routine looks like. Some things can change slightly, so we have whole school assembly twice a week. When this happens, we'll have breakfast, our interactive greeting, then assembly. Then after assembly, we come back and continue our usual morning routine. I find that my students tend to work a lot better in the mornings. By the afternoon, they tend to lose focus a little easier and they're getting a little worn out. So I like to have that structured morning routine for us to work on those skills while the students are fresh and ready to learn. If you have students who struggle to sit for periods of time, I will often include a movement break or two in the morning work routine. So once they complete their morning binder, I'll pull out a movement break flashcard like star jumps and we'll do that before moving on to the next activity. If you head back a few episodes, I actually have a whole podcast episode devoted completely to movement breaks. So that's definitely worth a listen as well. So that's all for this episode today. I hope you found it helpful tuning in and listening to our morning work routine. Don't forget to head over to the show notes to watch that video of my morning work routine and to find out some more information. And as always, if you have any questions, just send me an email and I'll be happy to help you out. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.